Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Can I hear your voice? Say la da da ba da. Shanda ma da da ka. Ke ba da ba da da da. Ra ba da da da. Ka ba da bo sha da da. Ka ba da da da. Da da ba sha. Ke ba da ba da bo ho sha da. Azando mrakatish parakadado sandadada korosha marabara bahare antaradada ba marabahare antarede ziyarabara bakororo bosha. Hallelujah. The two hands are highly lifted up. Father, we honor you for your love, your grace. Thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Thank you for your grace and your favor that you have bestowed on us. We stand here to enthrone you with our praise, our worship, and thanksgiving. Within this short time, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will visit us clearly. Reveal Christ to us. We want to encounter the Christ. We want to encounter the Christos. We want Jesus to be real in our lives, not as a story, not as a sermon, but Jesus living in our lives, manifesting himself in person, in glory, in our lives. We give you thanks that you have begun that work. So tonight I ask in the name of Jesus that you will rebuke the devourer and have your own way. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Say a good amen. Amen. Clap these hands. Take a front seat. Take a front seat. And let us start. Say amen. Pick up your thing. Remove the tambourines. Allow them to sit. Thank you very much. Say amen. Amen. Your amen is too weak and low. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, whilst you're still standing, I would love to read you some few passages of scripture. And it will be a blessing. You've had two holidays on a stretch. I think that it should be enough rest for everybody who is a hard-working person. Say amen. Amen. A long weekend for that matter. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Somehow you are home. It's a blessing. Say amen. Good to see you. I'm excited. Thank you. Hallelujah. I'll read you our foundation scripture. And we can go ahead with... Can you let me hear myself, please? Too much bass on your thing. Hallelujah. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. Man of God, help me. John 12, verses number 20 and 21. Anytime I read the scripture, this particular scripture, It still seems like a mystery. It does not become familiar. Every day it feels there is something about verse 21 especially. Very strange scripture. So I'm taking my time one more time today for us to be able to clearly encounter the scriptures. The Bible said, the same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, sir, we want to see Jesus. My monitors will be a more beneficial to me. Forget about the outs. Concentrate here. I'll be grateful. Thank you. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him. They required him. They demanded. We are here because of Christ. Jesus. Mami police, I will not miss the opportunity by reminding people. You didn't come here to make friends. Thank God for your friend, but that is not why we are here. And so if somebody says something very clear, like, you are not here for credit union. We are not here for credit union. This is not the place for achieve for together, quell for and crime for. This is not a meeting place for them. It is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer. We are here for the Christ, reminding you of the intention for that. Maybe it is going to be of an essential help, so that we are not going to gravitate towards carnality and flesh, so we can gravitate towards this Christ who is a spirit, and we can do so by worshiping him in spirit and in truth, so that it will be beneficial to you. It will be for your profiting. It will profit you. Shut that thing down. It will profit you. Very serious. It will be of an essential profit to you. So I'm using the opportunity to, any time I look, it does not seem familiar at all. 6 years, I am still reading it to you, and I'm telling you, it's still a mystery. It's still a mystery. I want to see Jesus. I want to see the Christ. When I see the Christ, I become a better person. His glory reflects in me. Yeah. His glory, he living in me, dwelling in me, is a hope of glory. Jesus makes that difference. He makes that essence. He gives me hope. Hallelujah. Yeah. If I had told certain people that you will be a widow, it will be madness in their ears. If I had told certain people that you will be a divorcee, it will be strange in your ears. Now, how you deal with that tells me how rooted you are in Christ. Yeah. How you deal with that. The things that people deal with, that they cannot take it, that makes them drunkards, drug addicts. You know, they drink off their hairs just to be able to put themselves into an illusory state so that they cannot remember their predicament. Guys, my point is very simple. That tells me if a person goes through that, you know, for example, somebody loses her husband, her wife, his wife, and then has been able to stand, yeah, that is telling me how rooted you are in Christ. So I'm going to use opportunity to tell, it is not just coming to church, appearing in church, and it was a nice service, we had a lovely time. No, that is not enough. I mean, police, if you have been through something, coming to church and hearing me every time means a lot more than coming to church. Yeah. It means a lot more than just appearing in church. Say a good amen. Amen.
So I'm going to stick to the assignment the Holy Spirit gave me so that we can be able to work. Allow me to read arguably the most relevant verse of scripture in this particular time. Luke the 21st chapter, the 34 to the 36 verses. Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. The Bible said, take it to yourselves. Lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. These days I'm beginning to understand that it's not only the day of the Lord that is coming unawares. There are also fleet of events that are coming unawares. So the earlier you are prepared, the better. Say amen. The earlier you are prepared for whatever that is coming, the better. Praise God. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch. 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 As if you run in them, and that will be for neighbor and go on. I'm one mamma to and shall so a mamma me. We are not sad yet. Yeah. A timonyai, a munim brequa mura. Ever. Munim a don crop, any brequrop. Mama, comfort. You see, God has blessed this church enormously with tranquility. Tranquility means calm here. It is a covenant the Lord has with us for 10 years. We have never heard of any. So God has blessed us enormously. It is a covenant that He has with us for 10 years that you will never hear bad news. You will never hear. But what is here is you. It's a covenant. It's a covenant. Now, I said that to say the main point. It does not mean that the main plan of God is disappeared. The plan is still intact. Say amen. So I'm going to take my time to build up on a revelation of God's grace. This particular scripture is exactly what was outlined also in Mark chapter number 13. The whole chapter talks about the same thing. So I give you an assignment. Go and run through those verses. Maybe let me read from verse number 7 only to you. Mark the 13th chapter. 7 verse, and you shall hear wars and rumors of wars. Be in not trouble, for such things must needs be. But the end shall not be yet. In the 8th verse, the Bible said, for nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be earthquakes and in diverse places, and there shall be famines and troubles. This place, he puts the pandemics as troubles. In the book of Matthew chapter number 24, verse number 7, the Bible said it in a different way. He called it pestilences. Pestilences. And that word pestilences comes from the word epidemic. And when an epidemic grows beyond control, we call it a pandemic. And when a pandemic gets out of hands into a crisis, we call it endemic. The Bible calls it troubles. Troubles. Haven't you heard that in the earth you shall have tribulation? You will have trouble. Job chapter 14 and verse number 1. A man that is born of a woman has short days but full of trouble. Job 14 verse number 1. A man that is born of a woman has few days, and those few days have a lot of trouble in it. And so if you are going to stand here thinking that you are not going to have trouble, it will be the biggest deception that you are thinking about, or should anybody tell you. The fact that we are not going to hear bad news, that doesn't mean there is trouble. Trouble is different from bad news. It's absolutely different. Bad news is cataclysmic, catastrophic, catatonical occurrences and events that appear unto a human being. A trouble has their own way. For example, you have this fiance who don't understand anything. Anything you do does not please him. That is trouble. Where are you? I am in church. Why did you go to church? Because it's Tuesday. Why is it Tuesday? Am I blue? I tell Dede, I thank God I'm not a woman. I can't stand the troubles of women. Hallelujah. Today, I have had a very mixed feeling day. I was invited by Bishop Doug and his wife to attend the memorial service of their son, among many, many great people. But I sat in the service, a very sad person. I realized that what I'm preaching is not words, but reality. I'm preaching a gospel that is real. And the feeling that I had is the same feeling that I have normally when I sit in a memorial service, which I am not the preacher, I am not the officiating minister. When I sit at the back or anywhere, somewhere, and I'm just observing everything that is going on around me. The lessons that comes to me are for all the time. They are the same. Take your seats whilst I proceed. Thank you very much. If you have a pen and a paper, I want us to learn some lessons tonight. Number one, I sat in that service and I listened to the tributes. I listened to the biography. And just like in every other memorial service, there are many tributes. I like that book, the funeral brochure. I have a lot in my house. And I don't throw them away. I have brochures of people I don't know. Because somebody like my mother collects them and I go to pick them up. I have people I read or I have read about and I have never met. I don't know them. I don't know who they were. And occasionally I pick them up and read it. The reason is because I have come to a realization. Nobody has a bad report written about them and printed when they die. I heard one preacher said one day, I cannot lie on the altar. And he said, the things they are saying is not real. One preacher was bold enough to say that. He said, the things they are saying, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but They are not real. Now, I am here preaching the heart of the Lord to you, and I want you to listen extremely careful to me. The first lesson that I sit in every memorial service, especially when I know the person, or I know the person whose person is laying down, then it comes with a lot of mixed feeling and mixed emotions. And the lessons number one that come to my heart is how we take people for granted and see them die. And when they die, we wish they were here. And then we say nice things about them. I have never seen a funeral brochure which said that this guy was selfish and wicked and malicious and whatever, whatever. I have never seen anything like that. So I like those books. I read them. And I come to the place where people lead their life extremely carefully. Extremely carefully. We have wives, husbands, children. God blesses you with people, because out of the 10 things that God blesses any human being that is living on the face of the earth is people. But I realize how we take people for granted. Instead of loving people, appreciating people, honoring people, saluting people, cherishing people, celebrating people, we do not do that. We wait till they die. I said the things we said concerning His Excellency John Evans Atta Mills. If he had heard just 10% of the things Ghanaians said about him, the man would have been alive right now. Ghanaians, you actually killed your president with nonsense, with madness, with gibberish. You killed your president. The president wakes up in the morning and hears things like, you are a sickler, you are weak, you are timid, you are frail, you are a joke, you are whatever, whatever, all this. The people who came to read tributes. This is why I love Mrs. Emisa Atta. When she was reading her tribute and she went overboard into the woods and said, is it my husband? Is this the same my husband these Ghanaians are talking about? Few months ago, they said nonsense about the same man. Suddenly, he dies and he turns into a hero. Very interesting. I said something on my program on OKFM. I'm going to repeat it. If you have never posted anybody's birthday, you don't have the right to post their rest in peace. You don't have that right. That right is not in your hand. It's not in your power. A person is alive. They celebrate many birthdays. You never wish them life, but you are very ready to wish them death. You don't have that right. You don't have that right. We are very, very quick to spread bad news. Bad news. What? Onu agang menego. These are things that we are quickly to share. So the first lesson I sit in a memorial service, I learn is that we take people for granted. Many people sitting here when yamiche wukuno, but you couldn't see it. When yamiche wobuafu, but you couldn't see it. When yamiche woyere. And you couldn't see it. Most of us sitting here will only know how good your husband is when they are gone. Because most of the things that he did, you never knew he was doing them. So you will only know when they were good when they are gone. I'm speaking to all these young people who are in this fiancé-fiancé business. Hear me! I have a word for you. I have never seen any group of people who misbehave like fiancé-fiancé people. The most misbehaving group of people in church. They quarrel with you and put up their phone for 4 months. Block you on WhatsApp, block you on Facebook, block you on your number, block everything. You can't call them, you can't text them. And when they go and the madness dissipates, they come back and said it was the devil. And they are wasting. They are wasting. So they didn't know that, you know, you had somebody who was really such appreciated, and the person walking about did not even know that he was such appreciated until he dies. And no dead person hears the tributes or the songs. They don't hear it. I was in one memorial service. Great man of God, he had passed. The preacher had finished preaching, and the choir sang a song. The song was, God will take care of you through every day all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. That was the song. And that song ends and the service closes. Everybody have forgotten about you. And just like the choir sang, it is only God that you are left to. So I was looking at the widow and her 4 children. While the song was playing, the woman got up, the children were crying. And we all know that they have gone to a good place. There's no two ways about that. But let me tell you something. If her husband was still alive, she would be grateful. It's just that sometimes we do not see the worth of these people until they leave. So I'm going to use the opportunity to remind myself and all of you. There are very, very quality good people in your life. Don't take them for granted. If I deceive myself to think that they is too whatever and I downplay her and I lose her, I will not see her worth until I meet a worse woman. Yeah. There are some women, like I told you the other day, just like men. They don't really do anything. But the fact that they came into your life, everything opens up. Good things happen. Those people, when they walk out with their good things. So, if I have people like Princess, I have people like Regina, I have people like Pat, I have people like Margaret, and I take them for granted, there should be a reason why God brought them into my life. There should be a reason why our paths crossed. If I miss that reason and come and stand in their funeral to cry like just like the husband of Cindy came crying nonsensical tears in that memorial service. I told the pastor, Savo, I don't mama go and any Jimmy say. This guy doesn't deserve to be in this funeral in the first place. And you are here crying. So we take people for granted. Then we appear with crocodile tears. I attended a 1 week service of my auntie in Kumasi. Then I realized that there were Criers Association of Ghana. Whoa! So I thought it was real. The moment we get to be fitting war, but no one could suba no mo di be a. So I thought it was real. Ye pia ya ye ba my mother bastard into the oh no mo di ebwe prekupe na ye tena se no mo zwa tena se ebwa mi hese ba kwe yi na yi atomu se ba yira ya chose chike. Atomone as a trophy, I yet to chemose with the trophy by ye. I am one person who is very shocked when you eat at funerals. Ubabe soon will be saying, see, what you take away? You can eat your love, you can eat a mutu or two, Zavi. Immediately after a memorial service, that is extremely ridiculous to me. Hallelujah. So the first lesson I want you to learn as an end time Christian, as you are sitting here, don't take people for granted. Oh, you can grab your hand. Don't take people for granted. Okay? Your children are a blessing. I don't care the circumstances of their birth. They are a complete blessing. Am I one on trial about that? Your mother can be a witch, but she is a blessing. I will repeat what I said. Your mother can be a witch, but she is a blessing. Your job is to cast out witches and not to, you know, stereotype and stigmatize them. Your job is to cast them out. You have power to do so. Your job is not to be stereotyped. Your job is not, you know, stigmatizing people and pointing fingers, stereotyping them. Your job is to cast it out. Your mother is a complete blessing. Say a good amen. Your father is a blessing. Enjoy them while they are here, because some of us don't have one. Yeah. As for marriage, that is where the taking people for granted is. Okay, they cook for me every time. So maybe I don't understand what it means to cook. The first time she traveled out of the country, it was left with me and Azira. And because Ansoma and Ishi were in school. I went to the radio and came back. By the time I came back from the radio, Azira had laid my bed. I'm saying, hey, Azira, what do you mean, Zemba? I didn't know that. And had thick breakfast, brodo, with me. Azira said, you can put this together. Hey, there is potential in you, my boy. Your mother's absence brought your potential out. Then we had to wash one day. I didn't know how to operate the machine. So I said, I did it. Now, and here man is here, we need to go and hang them. I said, that ends on Ahomano. So I had to do it. And I'm on a real ball. Pia Bontin and who was here, did you break? Why do you want something I don't need right now? We are born sweating too profusely. I said, let me go and rehydrate a little bit. The dehydration is too much. So somebody is cooking for you, you may not appreciate it. Until the person is not there and you need to experiment what she's been doing or he's been doing. Then you come to a realization of what you have. So the first lesson, don't take people for granted. Don't wait till people die and you write tributes about them. I'd rather write you a love letter and tell you how I feel about you, rather than write a tribute to you. I prefer that we don't write any tribute about me. Tell me how you feel about me whilst I'm here, rather than write me a tribute when I cannot hear the tribute. The day I die, you will hear how iconical he was, how prophetic he was, how God had called him, how truth he preached. Yet, whilst he is here, there are people watching me from miles away in America, in UK, in Qatar, in Oman, in Jordan, in Bahrain. And there are people staying in Abeka who cannot come and listen. They wait till you die and then write useless things which the dead cannot hear. So, if it is your birthday, I prefer to give to you more than to give to a busia penny. Aminimno. Wajinsano. Eti. Abraminimno, baby. A onye jume dia mame. Ti, I give you the money. Ti, je nedi. Papata okra. Dima okra huntono. Chop that money. Hallelujah. That is lesson number one. Say amen. Can I go to lesson number two? Allow me to read a scripture. And immediately after that scripture, we can proceed. Hallelujah. Let's read Ecclesiastes chapter number 12, number 9, verse number 12. The Bible said, for man also knoweth not his time, as fishes that are taken in an evil net, as the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men snared in an evil time, when it befalleth suddenly upon them. Put it in a different version. This one says, no one can predict misfortune, like fish caught in a cruel net, or birds in a trap. So men and women are caught by the accident, by accidents, by accident, evil, and sudden. Put it in a different version. This one says, you never know when your time is coming. I think I prefer this. Like birds suddenly caught in a trap, like fish caught in a net, we are trapped by some evil moment when we least expect it. And so I said, lesson number two is how we waste our time. I sit in a memorial service and they are saying nice things. And when I say how we waste our time, I'm referring to how we waste our life. Your time is your life. Put it in a bullet point thing on the thing for us. How we waste our life or waste our time. The time comes and you wish like, I could have done this, I could have done that. But you have the time. As we are sitting here right now, the end time message does not mean anything to the modern day Christian. They prefer a message that is going to enthuse them, excite them, and entertain them. That is what they want. Tell me that I'm going to America. Tell me I will have a visa. America. But the truth of the matter, people, is that how sad it is when people gain the whole world and loses their soul. He has everything. One contractor, pastor, he still has a contract going on the Tagradi Road, but he has been buried. Very nice looking man. If a man says a man looks good, he's really looking good. A guy was good. Miss Ray's guy, amazing looking young man. Rich! Shampoo, that's on a stretch. I didn't do so much. A hand turn of a to baby. I'm telling you. Vamo jano to baby. Premuase. Then you have to my home, but I see if we see a hand turn for God. I'm talking to the wise only. Hallelujah. Onyame odoma ho bra siefo da bia obesi a hantan fo kai ya shampa ni padaso e ma me ba ku ni ku ni fie empa no size no it doesn't exist anywhere bia no obeti ma aton be shita man I mean it's too much am e call here now da ho na me ko bompa ya man ona Oda baby, tita, and party be to me a fab 10 people at a time, but Oda just one place. I'm sure you will free more. I'm sure much they didn't call to you. Now, baby, I need tea. Watch the phone, it be more of a some kind of molded wood. It be see a daddy, the Mohammed, the near daddy, a shenakon, like that, just to keep your neck straight. Your spine straight so that you are the dawa, you may have a good form. Wow. Not a pillow. They couldn't carry a pillow to the mortuary. Oh, Emma, don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. It takes me to the next lesson. Lesson number 3. How we have failed to know that we are strangers on earth. Are you the free? Are you the free? See, I hope. I'm reminding you today of Psalm 39. And verse number, I would love to read from verse 1 to 12. I don't wait, Sojaman, that we should hear this in a funeral. Some of my very nice songs I like. Oh, one of my friends, I'm here, oh, fame, I'm assassin, man, be mini fi power, huh? When I say things like that, I am not forgetting the fact that, you know, don't go get a degree, don't go and get a higher education, don't go, you know, get married and get children and get settled down and build factories and employ people and make an impact to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. I am not saying that. I am not also saying that you cannot go to the highest apex and zenith and pinnacle of life and, you know, become affluent and become impactful and also, I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that you are a stranger, despite all your achievements. Yeah, you are a stranger. Old Bojibo, there's no two ways about that. money you'll be an egg warfare boy you. We are all strangers. Yeah. Sometimes when I look at how pretty you are, and I think of the fact that you are a stranger, that one even amazes me. Show one If you are looking for one group of people that are beautiful, alabaster. First three, the whole world, they come. I don't want to be a come to alabaster and see beauty. Men and women alike. Say amen. I'm talking about beauty. Articulated, defined beauty.
Mahami ba akunu a onu so edi sister we you know menim te se wo. Makenwi. You know Makenwi.
Menim te se wo.
Mi sinna tutu. Bisano. Same age. They were born in the same year. Mahami ni sinna adwire firi nanu. We so they say back according to you.
We see the whole world alabaster. We have a three group of people. First to three we will be number one. Come here, you will meet. I'm not sure that you are looking for a wife and you find yourself here, but that is not why we are here. Yeah. We are articulately beautiful people. Splendiferously crafted. I mean, himself, a professor. Hallelujah. Very pretty people. Honestly beautiful people. Say a good amen. And I want to read this to your hearing.
To me, genuine warfare.
Now, me dream say within just about 43 days, time 40 hours, you were here. And you're scary. Scary. This is why when I go to see people that are very young of age, that did another, that came, I'm saying, to the I won't feel we in there, Copro. I won't feel we in there, question for. We are all war. Watch again if you are children and read the word of God. Let's hear you.
And quiet here.
Get that feedback out of it. If it is this microphone changer. And quiet here. And quiet here. If it is this microphone, shut it off.
And quiet here.
And quiet here. I am going to see you. Quiet. Maybe let me say a very shocking truth and then I can proceed. And you will be any baby 80. Make a car baby see us. And you will be any baby 90. And just 100 no D and you will be any baby.
The Bible said, Unayashato.
I will have someone say, Unim Nano. It is just like Ecclesiastes 9:12 and I can
as a unipa chino a bra when in the house. A titi unim da wo breba.
Ubien tears him libi. Now say unim nesa ufa Christo de niura no krajem kwa.
U soni mo asum ni ye.
And yet and yet you Christo sum bachelor bachelor and yet no one sum na make on. A class will be a Christo near Nipano Neni Daho.
Suma or Suma Radinina
is intentional. Intentional. They have intended to serve God. Let me say this, Mama Comfort. Unapo no ba chuni ka nangmo yeshia. You will na unya sa wo sum winya mi fi.
Winya
Wababa suma bo hene.
Anini. Ababa suma tete wo.
I'm telling you, you don't want to do a step aside so that you do not cultivate curses to yourself. This is why I tell my fellow yoke workers, serious. Is the truth. Don't fool with the name and the integrity of God. Don't do it. This is a serious thing I'm telling. Say a good amen. Amen. Our formula. Praise the name of the Lord. Read the word, sir.
Good. Good.
Fix this thing, please. Anybody on Momomo are children, a Timia, a choir, a woman to be fast, who knew me, maybe. A head and a David and woman said, would you be with her? Not a daddy. How did he know there is a blaze and a fire somewhere? And that is burning. Can't go anymore. Shut up, Kawanutum. Enkasa hanta enkasa. Enche. Now will be jar. And channel be big. And channel be big. Yeah. The Conanda Tika Oba only is here, Nana. But therefore, who ye, Nana? Oba and the Tika. O ye no one in an ekasa. But therefore, Yamnamku, Dao Mamsi, Yamnamku. Be catcher over there for she will be the jarry one going in. A shower therefore draws a bonnet powder. A spirit drug uniform can kindness. I sit in a memorial service and these are the lessons. We have failed. Your plans to 290. 204. But the debi ba, you will say goodbye to Kofiodo. That day you wish you had treated him well. You wish you had done something to impress him. You wish you had loved him more better than you wish you had done something in your power to do. But it will be too late. It will be too late. Say amen. Read the words.
Erade mami hunu mewie ye ne me na kakra wosusu no
mami ye kakra bi wosusu dia mami
mami hunu me chama meche
mami hunu se mama meche
hwe wa ye me dansa mampe
en na te se nsa mampe
mami fie nya hwe wani
mfie nya hwe wani
amparo ni pesi su den ara
ni pa wosisu jidin tretre kosenya
no ye huhara kwa
wo ye mframa keke
amparo ni pa biara na mse sunsum kwa
biya na mse sunsum keke
amparo ha wa huhuro
e ye ha ye ho de ye ha ye ho ye ha ye ho. Yeah, higher home. One would the cream, which you my name, one would the cream, the egg, the tumor, more bro. Michelle Mama Lizzie, this is one of the black beauties I've ever seen. I said, Mama Lizzie, you're sorry, I know, Pius, I'll call up Pani B. Pani and I were warrior, you know, straight away, what Danny Bruni.
I'm saying, yeah, I am. We are Tom Pabwa, Miss Tobi, we are T. Danny, yeah, I am. I then I mean, worry, and I will moment in time, we are worried. Wow. When you will be shira, but the brain a yen a juma. Tobu, I say. Nibre ma wosua obe shawa nwenyam adena mo premo adena mo hamo ha! Hallelujah. This is how I'm telling you, babies will run through your house that you will feel it is a nuisance, and how it's coming. Same miracle the Lord did for Mrs. Ahmed. Dorina felt like giving up, and because she is human, a true baby, you can't take it anymore. Yeah. She had 6 miscarriages. Yeah. 6 miscarriages. Ukrangasa will be discouraged, Anna. 6 miscarriages. And then finally, when she got pregnant, full 9 months. She goes to give birth and the baby dies. I stood in police hospital and I say, if you cry, you don't have faith. Because children will run through your house. It didn't make sense. But today she has 3 children. Yeah. If you know the bigger picture which God is seeing, you will not worry yourself. It's because we can't see the whole picture. And so we are so worried. Yeah. 2 weeks a breakthrough now, my major. Because when you he is a principled God. It's a principled God. God sometimes intentionally stretches people until the best comes out of them. For it's a common dinipa or drain. Nipa mea na drain drain what form. Oh, you can clap your hands. A common dinipa or drain or daniba drima. Or mea na drain drain what form. Come to know. Now we're calculating. I do my pain. I'm eating. Hey, COVID by a young somebody. You probably be eating. A choir want me. Oh, a baby. The plan not to baby. Come to the bar or drink. I want to do this. I want to do that. Hallelujah. Fourth lesson. But before that, let's do a recap. Number one. Put it on the screen for us as well. How we take people for granted. Number 2. How we waste our time and our life. Number 3. Listen to what I'm saying and put it there. How we have failed to acknowledge that we are strangers. How we have failed to acknowledge that we are strangers on earth. The last one. How we have failed to win the lost for Christ. The Christ of so many now are selfish. We come to church because of A, B, C. I need this from God. I need that from God. I want that Christianity that is not need oriented, but the fact that I love God. I love Jesus. Christ is a lover of my soul. That is Christianity. Not I am here because, I need a car. I need a house visa. I need marriage. I need children. No. I serve God because I love Christ. Say amen. Yeah, because I love Christ. I close with that. So now the church doesn't win souls anymore. There's no soul winning. If even I come here and I say to you,
We are going out there to win so ye crusade. Obia, we are sorry, but ye na ye co crusade. Many in this place will feel it's a nuisance and a waste of time. Yeah, when you are sempre be kankoka. This is one of the reasons why most of us, doors are closed on us. Let me ask you a question. At the end, why yama Christo ahine? What have you been able to do for the kingdom of Christ? I want to ask you. What have you contributed? What is your contribution to the kingdom of God? Apart from the fact that you show up in church, what is your contribution? Gone are those days when people say, this is my convert. I brought this one to the Lord. I made him born again. I led him to Christ. Serious. Many people that are around me now are people who are my converts. I preached to Pastor Seth in Accra Academy. He sat as a student, and I was there with my missions today, which I call Jesus Rally, into his school and preach Christ to him. Accra Danso, Prophet Frederick Danso, Ebuakwa State College. Among many people, including Pastor Seth's wife, was in that meeting a couple of times that I preached in that school. I want to ask you, what is your contribution to the kingdom of Christ? What have you done for the kingdom? Souls are perishing and we are here playing church. We don't care. That is the most important thing. Obi ashe trousers, obi ashe trousers. Opa ashe jorumi. Opa bodanta. Opa brane kwa tere kwa. The gospel will still be preached. We don't care what you wear. Obey to me about and say, Makacho. We don't care what you wear. Upa do urade. And that is what he will reward you for. Say a good amen. My meeting is coming to a close, but I want to tell somebody. What about your uncles who don't know the Lord? Your aunties who don't know the Lord. You are going to heaven, but they are going to hell. Where is the soul winning church? Where are the crusade churches? I saw it now. It could damn. And the album Paya Sunsu Mabawa. And I want to ask, where are the souls? Accra no way. And I call it the beach. Kwa kushibre ye ni pebo. Go to the nightclubs. And we are here playing church. It will shock you. The number of people from Alabaster are almost dumb and some fun. It will shock you. I'm serious. Me, let me tell you something. Jesus, when where he was sent, and where his mission was celebrated. And all that. We are on our way. Apam, we are on our way. Kumase, we are on our way. Yeah. And yet the beyond baba bet now and all that. That we if you are hearing the gospel. When I was preaching in Vision 1, I used to say this. I say, and some not make an tea. Because whilst you can have me here on Tuesday, you better hear the word of God. Sunday, hear it. Because very soon, you will not get me to stand here again. The gospel is coming to you in its purity. And people have become rebellious and disobedient to the word of God. But I'm telling you, one year, if you were baby, they are ready to receive it. Or you can clap your hands. Say amen. Amen. I close. But before we do so, this is the time to preach. to your colleagues. Taxi Albertinim. Spread Christ. Look at the way Islam is spreading. People now prefer to be Muslims than Christians because the church is sleeping. Now, the speaker see Abontain, no more crusade. Ubikita Bible, Ubikita Quran. Ukutuha, no kutuha. No make a cabum said ye pedia. The Christophotia, Ukasa met you, no one and Asemro yinim. Na ye ye no afewra dia samsa wo de benantia. And ka wo be mu something wrong with living with a man that is not your husband. You will know something wrong with it. Enom se wada. Wada. Into wo hu no, there is something about preaching the gospel. When you preach it, it convicts you. What will preach no? A you attain. A tower nim, a tenetano, a church row, a blow! And I'm so unprejudiced. Wouldn't the American? The waffle, Sibia, will be now almost catcher. I mean, now maybe I say, Nikuno way or Sir Nikuno, and so a hot now and yen, who are the and I'm saying, yes, a yadden, we kuno. Will be a 1 year, who are the a yadden, your friend, a kuno. Asia yonkofa ne nipa pe ne bema pe bema da demo sore mo sore abetena wunu yi nom from suo bia ewo ho. I'm seriously talking to you. Wunu from suo bia ewo ho nipa sar wo mo pa sore ya, you know, yenki kan we nom no shim no shim. And I'm saying, no matter the mercies of God, you are on your way to hell. I told you the truth. You know, now I say, clap your hands. Clap for the Lord. Bomb pratching a phone on the idea could wound quite see a woo. I'm a jab that you might not my sudden empty much. What kind of thing is that? The deep arm with a moon, the Casachin Nipa, swan territory with a dear temple. Now, oh, baby, you won't hear. Timmy Cotton, I bear my son in the womb, you know. Now, you know what, dear. A brand new way, we say, you must see a force, eh? The genuine quasi a woo seeker. And saying, why yet a funun wa dear? Kwasi at this end, I'm okay. Is that what you want? When you pan a tear, say, yan wa dear. When no one gets a wooden yan sack, say, I'm going wa dear, Mrs. Runyame. See a yan sack. See a yan sack. Bem a bien you out of home man will be wound for so say a sense of coyo one dear. Bem a bien you me a great naya, but a man and one dear and come in wound some for so what says a coyo one dear. Adia my father. Oh, Babby, see me near mammy, I'm a nuadi and a mammy, or better me fear baby, I'm a pair. The family baby, I'm a pair. A dear man, a bad time is having gone coyo one dear. Sinan grassi abremwa na dia famwa wu me jebra dia djuma to onem die chiri hallelujah otu hands are lifted. Pray in the spirit for 1 minute. Koda kada da 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 bashada kada. Thank you, sir. Surana na kano regede kavira kashada ha apindo sprekede kafrisho Raspe no kotanda karish, mregades farahandosh, kirosfi katande keres, mrika donda gres perehendosh, rikadene makavito kronos prikadash, mrikadesko nekefresh, mantonda kadas kivri nekadaya, paranda katen nekeres kifa, mrakatanto toroske, parate kedene nekotos, prirende korandis kivrinda, Magatando silahent, paria akikakatos, rababada katidosa, rakendo regadendo marahandosa, Mishke pantekeve rospi antidadaka kena marahadusha. Put the 4 points on the screen for us. We want to ask God, give us the grace not to take anybody for granted. Number two, give us the grace not to waste our lives. Number three, give us the grace to acknowledge that we are strangers on earth. And number four, give us the grace not to fail to tend the lost to the Lord Jesus. Because he that winneth souls is wise. There are crowns waiting for soul winners in heaven. Your two hands are on your heart. Somebody begin to pray for yourself. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Everybody online, you are part of my prayer. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Azuma krende kavido koshka dinte kadabaha yando norobo shatadita ria sukadabaha azina kavavane kosh ramada kataba zia tunadaka gie azuna na mantere deka. Can I feel you now? Azuma rakatida rababado shakada. Hey, Sigara Bantota. A party antenne. Ziana Manana Coke. Ria Moses. Every hour, come on, every hour. Oh, bless me now,
my Savior. I come to thee.
I need, sing it for the last time. Oh, I need thee. Put a song there.
Every hour need thee.
Oh, bless
me now, my Savior.
I come to thee. Put your two hands on your heart and ask the Holy Spirit to stir you up. Revive me again. Let my love for God be revived, be shaken up, be stirred up. Baby, what tough form every day in Kenya, sister. Asembana may catch it on. Baby, what tiafe? You won't pitch out. Lift me again. Lift us again. Kikara da da basha. Zuna krene kavira kosh. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Azike breka tunda kalalaba. Maybe I want to from Ibrahim Pijo. Raise a voice now in the name of Jesus. Akiboro hadaka frenoske. Mregede karoske vindakash. Tanda rido kaspira. Tabraki kosh. Zita kada. Father, I honor you for tonight. I give you glory. And to the soul that does not know Christ, to the sinner who sins must be forgiven. I am asking you for mercy, grace, in Jesus' precious name.
Can you pray this prayer with me? Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. I rededicate my life to you. Be my Lord and my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Tonight, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Father, I pray for everybody who prayed that prayer. Give us the grace to be faithful to the end, that we will receive the crown of life. That if we are called home today, if Jesus appears in the rapture today, we will be caught up to meet him. Glory to your name. I pray for everybody's enterprise. When sanu my juma we ye wukuno we yere woma. Bitu ubi biya shewra densa. Unyamiya we shire nipa. Dum no shira no. Tine ni mo shire no ye ni ye. Unyamiya we asafu tripeja fone kwa mafo. Ebradini kwa ntuwe ni mo. Na wansire nchira wu. Nasire ni Jesus ni imo. En masire ye ni mo na wu. Dum ni nti. Amen. The Lord bless you. Are you clapping? Are you clapping? Now you go do something with what you have just heard. Say amen. Amen. On Sunday after church, I will be going out on the streets to preach. On Sunday after church. I have a mission. My mission is not in this room. My real mission is out there. So on Sunday, after we have fed you with the power of God and with the word of God, I will be on the streets preaching the heart of God. You want to come? It will be a joy to see you. It will be a joy to see you. Yeah. So on Sunday after the F5 service, I have a team of militia men and women. Luke chapter 9, verse number 1, Jesus calls out 12 people, blesses them and sends them to go out there. Luke chapter 10 from verse 1, Jesus sends the 70 and says, go and preach the gospel. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place whether he himself is going to go. So Jesus is not sitting in a room and say, Mungu yakra. No. He has sent people and said, you are advance party. Go and do the groundworks because I'm coming for a crusade. I'm coming for a crusade. Say amen. So, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation to everybody. And it's not only here. I have commissioned all our churches. On Sunday after church, we are all on the streets. Every branch pastor in your vicinity, yeah, on the streets. You go to the streets and preach to the lost. To people who don't want to go to church, we will bring the church to you. We will bring the church to you. If it is a market, I will bring the gospel to the market. There is a reason why God has given us opportunity. There is a reason why anybody who sees me, mommy police, can say, Sofudro, there is a reason for that. There is a reason for that. Say, can you know be an Sofudro? I say, hallelujah. I say, where's your friend? You know. But for somebody to see me in the house, that's a joy. I use that privilege to present the gospel. People are perishing. We didn't come here to receive visa. We have visa. I thank God. I will be celebrating with you. But that is not why we came here. Say amen. Amen. The Lord bless you. Pick up a thanksgiving offering for the Lord. I declare in the name of Jesus. May the grace and the favor of God. You're watching us online. You want to join us. All the information will be on your screen. I pray in Jesus' name that your finances will never run dry. Grace abounds. Jesus' name. Amen. Come and engage the altar.
I need thee, Lord. I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me, Lord, thy Savior. I come
to thee. Stand to your feet, let's go.
Bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee.
Everybody who joined us online, thank you very much. A good evening to all of you, depending on where you are in the world. May the Lord continue to bless you.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tessano Worship Center near Tessano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.